Finds it open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
From the front office,
we'll never be totally satisfied till we win the championship.
Yeah, we have a lot of young players on this team and new coaching staff. I think we're happy about it.
To the coach's office.
I'm enjoying the interaction with the coaches. I'm enjoying working with the players. I enjoy the process.
From the Browns of the present.
I'm thrilled to be where I'm at each and every day to play quarterback here.
I am a threat. I'm on the football field. I can possibly get that football. And when I get the football, you better strap your helmet on tight, you know, make sure all your chin straps buckled up because it'll take you for a ride.
To the Browns of the past.
Bernie Kosar joining us.
Brian Seif.
Jerry Shirk.
Clay Matthews.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Nice, it pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
Now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
And we welcome you to this Football Friday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Getting you ready for Sunday's game against the Jacksonville Jaguars. We're going to do that with some help from Bernie Kosar. Makes the second of his two weekly visits with us to do some analysis. Great stuff from him. We're going to get the round table together to really get deep into this game. And that'll be Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network, Tom Withers from the Associated Press, yours truly. We'll go into that in great detail for you. We go inside the locker room on Fridays, and that's Jameer Howerton, our own. He will be sitting down with safety Usama Young. Some real nice and interesting insights from Usama that you'll want to hear. So that's coming up in the show as well. And on Friday, we help you with fantasy football, and we get an expert a week from NFL.com and NFL Network, and it is Adam Rank who is going to be with us to help us with that. We also do a daily poll question for you, and that's posted on our official Browns Facebook page. Which Browns offensive player will have a big game versus the Jaguars? The choice is Colt McCoy, Greg Little, Joshua Cribbs, or other. Many of you are already voting on that one. We'll give you the results of those votes. That's brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. We'll give you those results at the end of the show. And let's grab a question from the mailbag for Ask Vic from the Browns official Facebook page. Russell asks, do you think our defense will be able to stop the run? Russell, I don't know. I can't say with great confidence that I believe that it'll be the case. I want to witness it, but I'd be less than honest with you if I said, oh yeah, they'll shut down Maurice Jones-Drew. That's Maurice Jones-Drew. Excellent running back who's going to get a ton of carries. So the Jaguars are going to test and see if the Browns have any hope of trying to stop the run. I think the word stop too strong. I'll go with slow down, contain, you know, not let trample. How about that? He's going to get yards. And he may even have a big play in there somewhere. That's the thing. Avoid the big breakout, you know, take it to the house run, and avoid him just consistently killing the defense with persistence in their in their offensive line. All right, it's time for Dino, our outstanding producer Dave DiNatale, to cue the music.
Bernie, Bernie. Oh, yeah, how you can throw.
And joining us for the second of his two weekly appearances is the one and only Bernie Kosar. Bernie, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Well, we're getting ready to see the Browns take on the Jaguars Sunday. Team with an identical record, 3-6. A team struggling offensively, like the Browns are, particularly the score. They got a pretty good running back, but, you know, I think in so many ways these are very similar teams at a very similar juncture. How do you view the matchup?
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, with five games remaining after this week's game against our division, two Steelers, two Ravens, and one at the Bengals, a team like Jacksonville at home, it's really going to be a game that you really want to get, a win you really want to get. And with a rookie quarterback coming in want to keep the pressure, on Jacksonville, and they've been having some issues in their passing game. Maurice Jones-Drew is a good runner, but with Blaine Gilbert and in the passing game, they struggled a little bit, and I hope it continues Sunday because Jacksonville's defense, albeit a quiet defense, has been a pretty successful, tough defense throughout the course of the year.
Yeah, and I want to get to those points, and I also want to talk more about Blaine Gabbert, their rookie quarterback, but I want to start with Maurice Jones-Drew, such a talented guy and such a difficult guy, I guess, to tackle because of his size and thickness. He just kind of has that bowling ball effect as he goes through, as he goes through the offense. You've played with some really good and similar backs, I guess, through your time, too. But as you see him and see this Browns defense, how do you see them handling that challenge now in terms of dealing with a guy who's so hard to really get a good strike point on?
Well, he has consistently been a successful, productive, point-scoring back in the league. So there'll be a lot of attention shown to him given this Sunday. And I think one of the things with a rookie quarterback, too, is you want to take away kind of the easy thing for him, and that's his running games, and put the pressure on him. So, albeit Maurice Jones-Drew is a guy who, you know, is shifty and able to avoid contact and figure out a ways to get those extra couple yards, get those first downs, get the ball in the end zone, that focus of him without a passing game, I think with the added attention on him, would stand a chance of trying to shut him down.
And now to talk about the guy that he's helping, because it's the best, I think the best, not the word is cure, but support for a rookie quarterback is an outstanding running game, and that's how the Jaguars are set up. But still, Blaine Gabbert's going to have to make some throws and plays. He's been pressured quite a bit. In fact, more times it looks like than even Colt McCoy, 21 sacks that he's dealt with, although I guess it's a little less than the Browns, but it's still a lot for a guy who's only started seven games and played in eight of them. Do you see opportunities? I mean, the fact that he's a rookie, how much does that play into the ability to get pressure on him, to get sacks on him?
Well, I think being a rookie, he's going to want to try to be secure with the ball. He doesn't really have the playmakers at wide receiver either. So that'll be something where he'll be able to, you know, have a lot of pressure on him. And he's been getting sacked some when forced to pass the ball. And again, when you take away the first and second down runs that put him in those third and manageable situations, if you're able to shut down the runs and force him into being a one-dimensional throwing team, I think the sacks and the mistakes will come from those type of situations.
And now, turning to their defensive side, Bernie, we're visiting with Bernie Kosar, former Browns quarterback, making his regular appearance here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, to the Jaguars' defense and what it has going for it. I think that maybe the key area of improvement has been the addition of Paul Posluszny, a middle linebacker from the Buffalo Bills. He's really been a difference maker, I think, played at a Pro Bowl caliber for that team. And when I think about the Browns and the idea that, you know, it's got to start with the running game, is there some promise there, seeing Chris Obanaya do what he did last week, 90 yards, had that 32-yard run, you know, that perhaps the Browns could try to have some success running the football against this team?
Well, again, I'd like to see, you know, with Colt having a good day throwing the ball last week, I think having us in reverse, if we're able to have that type of efficiency in the passing game, I think that helped open up some of the runs last week. And same for this week, if we could have that effectiveness and consistency and completion percentage of positive plays in the passing game, I think that'll definitely lend a hand to open up the running game, and where I think Jacksonville's going to need the run to set up the pass. If Colt stays effective like he was last week, I think the Browns, we're going to be able to use the pass to set up the run.
Yeah, that would be, and having Mohamed Massaquah back in the lineup, I think has got to be a help in that count, too, because that's one more guy that just gives you more options, right, Bernie, in terms of formation and whatever else, one more worry that the opponent has to deal with.
Yeah, and Muhammad Masquai coming back from the concussions, you know, he's missed a couple games completely and parts of other games. It'd be really helpful to Colt and the offense, and in turn, actually the running game too, by having more weapons on the outside. And I know he's chomping at the bit to get back into playing action. I think there's no doubt Colt would like to see Muhammad back making some plays, and I think that just helps open up the field and give the Jacksonville defense more guys to check out.
Yeah, and that's and in addition to that, you know, seeing tight ends in more involved and trying to do that, and I would have to think too that you can we talk about this fairly regularly. I don't know if you and I always do, but I know on our roundtable segment it always comes up. But getting more involvement from that position and getting bigger plays, because you still have some talented people there to be utilized, like Ben Watson, and there seems to be more that you can do with an Evan Moore in that game. I mean, can you foresee where these opportunities come up? Say you get a Mo Mass back and you're working with Josh Cribbs and you're working with Greg Little. Can tight ends factor into to maybe spreading some things out in those occasions and forcing some mismatches in that regard?
Well, too, you saw the precursor to it last week, where you saw Evan Moore a little more involved in the red zone, the ball, the fade thrown to him at the end of the second quarter. So, yeah, I do see those matchups being utilized more, and again, trying to, especially down in the scoring zone when Evan Moore seems to be more comfortable and the Browns seem to be more comfortable with using him. Ben Watson made another brilliant catch last week. So those type of couple tight end, bigger type guys with some of the receivers starting to come into their own a little bit definitely could add matchup problems, especially in the scoring zone where you want to take advantage of those type of situations.
And Bernie, just how big are we talking about in terms of a game like this? Because we know what the schedule brings toward the end. Those, you know, now it's two games apiece with Pittsburgh and Baltimore, and it's going to get, you know, trips to Arizona. I mean, you can look down the line and see a lot of challenge, a lot of difficulty. But in Cincinnati, right after Thanksgiving, it's getting hard and getting harder from a challenge standpoint. But you do have to make the most of these opportunities at home. And this is really kind of a, I don't say a last chance, but, you know, this last week, this week were opportunities.
Yeah, good point. These are no games a for sure win in the NFL, but team like Jacksonville, rookie quarterback, they're on the road, we're at home, they're a 3-16, struggling offensively. Definitely these are games that you don't want to let get away from you, and definitely games you want to get W's in.
Bernie, great stuff. I look forward to talking with you on Monday when we take a look back at the Browns and Jaguars.
Sounds good. See you at the stadium on Sunday.
Outstanding. That is Bernie Kosar, the one and only, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more is coming up. It's brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. Browns fans, Vic Carucci here, talking to you about my good friends at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Did you know that Liberty has been part of the local community for over 30 years and has five locations throughout Northeast Ohio that are close, convenient, and easy to find? With over 1,500 vehicles to choose from, guaranteed financing, and award-winning service departments in all locations, the Liberty experience is impossible to beat. Go to Liberty Ford today or visit libertyford.com.
Madden NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runners, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12, true to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
Looking for more than a song on your birthday? How about a whole concert? Get a free ticket to the Cleveland House of Blues during your birthday month when you join the First Merit Birthday Club. Be one of the first 15,000, and you'll get a $25 voucher toward dinner, too. Just visit firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. So log on and rock on with the First Merit Birthday Club.
First Merit Bank. You first. Must be a First Merit customer with online banking to join. Full terms apply. See firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. Member FDIC.
Good news for anyone with a roofing problem, because you could use a little. GAF Timberline Shingles have a lifetime limited warranty and are backed by GAF's advanced protection technology for long-term performance and wind resistance, no matter where you live. They're North America's number one seller, and they're affordably priced at the Home Depot. Just like everything else you'll need for an integrated, watertight roofing system. GAF Shingles. Quality you can trust. See limited warranty for complete coverage and restrictions.
The Improv Comedy Club is proud to present From Mad TV comedian and actor Pablo Francisco. Come see Pablo Francisco this Thursday through Sunday at the Improv, located right next to Shooters on the west bank of the Flats. Pablo Francisco, you know him as the movie preview guy.
Are you ready? One man, one decision, one desire.
Now come see him live and in person at the Improv Comedy Club. Call 696-IMPROV. That's 696-4677 for tickets to see the hilariously funny Pablo Francisco.
Doug Deacon here for Infinity of Bedford. Located in the heart of Bedford's Auto Mile, Infinity of Bedford is the number one Infinity store in Ohio, Michigan, Kentucky, and Indiana for the last 4 years. They have the largest selection of Infinities and have more service technicians than anyone else to take care of your Infinity. They have pickup service at your home or office and a fleet of loan vehicles to use while you have your Infinity service. To find your next Infinity or for service, visit InfinityofBedford.com. Infinity of Bedford, a Penske Automotive dealership.
ESPN Cleveland's traffic.
Accident 40 westbound at Grayton Road. You've got accidents 76 westbound before Kenmore Boulevard and before East Avenue. Back into the Sendell Interchange. Route 8 southbound from the Turnpike. An accident blocking the ramp to Route 8 south and slow Talmadge to Market Street. I'm Libby Rhodes, ESPN 850 WKNR traffic.
Welcome you back to Cleveland Browns Daily, this Football Friday edition. It's driven by Liberty Ford. And this roundtable segment is brought to you by Madden NFL 12. It's in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. Time for the roundtable portion to take a closer look at Sunday's game between the Browns and the Jaguars. And joining me on the roundtable panel is Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network. Doug, how you doing?
I'm glad to be here. I'm glad I wish I was a coach, because coaches never have to rake their leaves.
I like that one. And Tom Withers from the Associated Press, how's the leaf raking situation?
Leaf raking is done at home, and I'm not going to answer any questions about Tim Tebow.
Yeah, that's a hot topic too. But now we'll focus on this Browns game coming up. And guys, evenly matched teams, at least from the standpoint of records, from the standpoint of the struggles of the Jaguars' offense, very familiar to what we see from the Browns. But Doug is the difference maker. The difference maker, Maurice Jones-Drew, just being this great talent and how much he brings to the table. When I look at that Jaguars squad, that's the one guy I'm going to say of all the evenness that I see between this team, these teams, that he can change it.
Yeah, their offense runs through Maurice Jones-Drew, and I mean he's a factor. I mean, he beat us a year ago with a screen pass, and I mean the thing is, you look at the defenses, I think they're pretty similar. Good front sevens. I think our back four is better than theirs, especially since they lost Rasheed Mathis. But on the offensive side, the difference maker is Drew.
Boy, Vic, it seems like the storyline for the last four Fridays in a row has been the same. You know, a team with a fairly potent running game. Brown's got to find a way to stop it. Listening to Dick Geron talk the other day, it was as if he was talking about Frank Gore all over again. You know, he talked about Drew's pad level. He's a nice little runner, you know, and he was talking this week to their Raiders down there that he's hoping he gets the ball 30 to 40 times. So we're going to get a heavy portion of him this week.
A heavy dose of him, and a team, a defense that I think you would have some faith that the ability is there, even if the actual result hasn't been there. But I'm looking at what Phil Taylor showed last week and Jabal Sheard. I'm zeroing in on those two kids, quite obviously, on that defensive line, who now are nine games into it, and maybe it's a different story, and maybe some things clicked a little bit last week. But prior to that game, you could see it was getting a little more difficult for Phil Taylor as teams maybe were figuring out how to block him. I mean, talking about that from an O-line perspective, Doug, what what happens when you're studying and getting more video on young players and that you can manipulate up front?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, the one thing is you try to exploit them. But the thing, you know, you look at this is Jones-Drew is the tackling of him. I mean, he's such a short guy. And, you know, you can't, if you're a defensive back, you can't block tackle him because you're going to bounce off. His legs are so strong. I think this is something that, you know, the young guys up front are going to have a little, you know, awakening because he's different than a lot of backs that they've faced. I mean, Steven Jackson was a big, thick back, but this guy, he's like a water bug, you know, with bowling ball and, you know, you name it. He's pretty much a complete package.
You know, coming out of the last week's game against St. Louis, Phil Taylor was one of the pleasant surprises. I mean, we talked a little bit about his impact in that game with a sack and I think four tackles, and we talked to Geron about it yesterday. You know, the play he made last week when he helped run down Steven Jackson from behind was one of those hustle plays that, you know, that Ruben has done for the last couple of years. So you can see the growth going on with Phil Taylor week to week.
And Blaine Gabbert, as a rookie quarterback facing this defense, facing any defense, but in particular the Browns, number one pass defense in the league for some good reason. I mean, they do play that well, and yeah, the run stopping or the inability to stop the run tends to make that stat look a little better. But I would think there are ways to, he's still going to have to throw the ball. As much as Maurice Jones-Drew runs it, Doug, and how often they run him, that's not going to preclude him, Gabbert, having to have to make some plays.
Well, yeah, and the key there is make sure that you try to get him in, you know, third and longs. That's what you want to do. And, you know, he's a rookie, and he's had games where he was a 10 out of 30, you know,
right.
Not the greatest percentages. His quarterback rating is not real high. And they're going to try to do the opposite. They're going to give the ball to Jones-Drew.
Sure.
To make sure they don't put the ball in his hands.
I think this could be a week, too, Vic, where we see the secondary maybe take a couple chances, whether it's, you know, a blitz off the edge or maybe Joe Hayden stepping in front of somebody, you know, trying to read Gabbert's eyes, you know, because this team could really use an early defensive touchdown or, you know, some kind of way of getting ahead and reducing that margin for error.
There's no doubt, and as we look at that secondary, too, and it can't be diminished that T.J. Ward is not in the lineup for another game or that he wasn't there last week. So they miss him quite a bit. Certainly from a run-stopping standpoint, but also from a coverage deal, too. And I'm thinking Usama Young was brought here to be that guy who would at least pick up some slack. He's really got to even do more than that.
Yeah, you're right. You know, I was amazed this week in talking to a couple of the defensive backs, particularly Joe Hayden, talking about how well T.J. Ward knows this defense. He says he has really got it down, as well as, you know, Fujita or Gokong or some of the veteran players on this team. And they said when it comes down to the checks, they can always just look at T.J. He knows exactly where guys need to be and setting guys up. So he's really grasped this defense. And that's not to say that Usama Young can't do it or Mike Adams doesn't do a good job of it, but they're a different group back there when TJ's in the game.
Well, I think, you know, last year we saw, you know, Elam, you know, kind of struggled early on because he was trying to help these kids, and then all of a sudden when they picked it up, his play picked up.
That's an excellent point. We are this is the roundtable portion. We are breaking down Sunday's game between the Browns and the Jaguars. Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network, Tom Withers from the Associated Press, and yours truly, Vic Carucci. As we flip to the offensive side of the Browns here, there are, I guess we should start in the same place, the running game. There are issues that obviously have existed right along from a health standpoint, but maybe when we think about the fact that Chris Obanaya ran as well as he did last week, had that nice breakaway run, do we see a player and an offense as a whole maybe just getting more comfortable with the fact that the new guy is in there and this is how things work?
Well, that, and I think the fact that the offensive line has now played 9 games together, that you get some chemistry and you get a feel for one another. But, you know, the other part of it is you got to continue to do it, because I think that was a big part of, you know, Colt having a better game last week, because if you just go out there and try to throw the ball, you know, teams are going to tee off on you. And I think that was a pleasant surprise to see Obanaya, you know, have the good game.
I think this week, too, we're probably going to see what we saw last week, Vic, which is kind of some long handoffs, if you will, whether they're little quick swing outs to Cribbs or Norwood, or the kind of reverses they ran with Greg Little off the end. So I think there's other ways to run the ball other than just the kind of the straight ahead blocking, you know, 3 yards in a cloud of dust kind of stuff.
No, I, and that would be the other thing. Mohamed Massaquah coming back into the lineup, and we'll see how much of a factor he can be, but I would think you've got now an opportunity with another pass-catching threat to open some things up a little bit, or give the defense more to think about, and doesn't that consequently help open things up for the run?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know that you got to look for trick plays. They prepared this week for trick plays.
Sure.
And you can't give them a steady diet of it, but it would definitely loosen them up, because people were really packing the 8 men and nine in the box. I mean, everybody was there.
And there were a couple of good signs today. Montario Hardesty was on the practice field. Really didn't do much with the team reps, but at least he was out there. I will be very surprised if he plays on Sunday. I think they'll take the real cautious approach and
win another week.
And then back to the other defensive side too, Vic. T.J. Ward came into the locker room today for the first time since hurting his foot, and he did have a protective boot on and not a cast, so I think that's another positive sign.
That is a good sign of progress, and also signs of progress. Because you saw a better game from McCoy, guys, as we talked about. Do we read a little into that, at least to the extent that maybe, I'm not going to say a corner was turned, but maybe at least enough of a notch up or two from what had been there that he can build upon that it can be sustainable, Doug?
I would think so. I mean, there's so many new components to this offense that not only the offense is new, but the new players in it. You got a fullback that's new, you got a running back that's new, you got two new guards. There's a lot of things, and to get everybody to play together, it takes a while. And I was watching the NFL Network today, or ESPN, and they were talking about the first 16 games of Troy Aikman and the first 16 games of John Elway, because they were talking about Tebow.
Right.
Tom, sorry to go to about Tebow. But these guys did not have good first 16 games. It takes, it's a learning lesson.
Yeah.
I mean, the pro game is totally different than the college game.
No doubt.
To the point, I mean, they were talking about Jimmy Johnson, was saying that he got rid of the wrong quarterback when he kept Aikman. And then Aikman's, now a Hall of Famer.
I really see a renewed kind of focus out of McCoy the last couple of weeks. And I know they've had some discussions with him and telling him not to worry about everything else going on around him. Focus on what you can do to make yourself a better quarterback, whether that's his footwork or hanging in there in the pocket, or making the smart decisions out there. So, like you said before, Vic, I thought last week he played extremely well.
And, I look at what they're doing with him offensively, and I think it's a load. I mean, I don't know the intimate details of this, or the intricate details of this playbook, and what's in it cover to cover. But you can imagine, and you get a feel that it's pretty thick, that there's a lot there, and a lot to digest. And I just wonder, game plan week to week, if the load gets a little too much for a young quarterback, and that maybe the way to kind of go with this as we look at this final stretch of games, as the opponents get tougher, the defenses are more complicated, that less could be more.
I have a funny feeling Colt knows the playbook. I think sometimes, it's the inconsistency of the people around him, and whether or not he's going to have the same receivers every week. Massaqua was missed a couple weeks. Greg Little's a rookie. I mean, he's caught a lot of balls, but I'm not sure if all his routes are what they're supposed to be. So, I mean, last week, it was a third and five, and he ran, 4 yards. There's just things that you got to, learn in the pro game that comes with time.
I think we take that for granted sometimes, too. Doug's right on the money. Sometimes it looks like, there's a breakdown, whatever it is, and more times than not, it seems to be a guy's running the wrong route. I mean, you don't want to put all the blame on, one person or the other,
right.
But that does go on, and we don't necessarily know about it until days later.
But maybe in tailoring back just a hair or a little bit, you're also taking pressure off those younger people as well, who have to run the routes and stuff. I mean, I'm just saying, maybe ask a little less of the passing operation.
I think, people say that the offense isn't creative. Well, you're kind of handicapped because you got so many new people.
Right.
You're just trying to, get a product out there that can perform.
Yeah. No, and creativity, it's not lacking for that. I was impressed, very impressed with Pat Shurmur's, what he incorporated in the game plan, because it worked, majority of it.
Sorry to interrupt, Vic. He didn't want to answer that this week, but I asked him if this expansiveness that we saw last week of the playbook was a direct result of him having more confidence and trust in the players that he has. And he wanted to say that I've had that confidence since day one, but that's probably not been the case.
Well, maybe it was one of those we just kind of figured out for ourselves. And the other thing is special teams. After such a disastrous way of finishing last week's game, my thought, too, with Josh Scobie being such a great kicker for Jacksonville, that's pretty much the part of their special teams that you talk about. The punter's not I don't know that he's great. I don't know that their return game's great in any way. In fact, it's not. But I look at that compared to the Browns, and I just wonder if the biggest obstacle for the Browns right now is, can they get past that psychologically, because that's such a horrible way to have that game end last week.
Well, I mean, it was a problem in the Seattle game, and you know, they changed personnel there to rectify it. And I think what happened last week, I don't know if I'm 38 years, I've never seen that happen. So, you know, it was just one of those freak things that does happen.
Yeah. All right, guys, great stuff. As always, we appreciate it. We will reconvene on Monday to look back at the Browns-Jaguars game. It's the Roundtable panel. Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network, Tom Withers from the Associated Press. We've got much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12, in stores now, EA Sports. It's in the game.
Beat the Black Friday rush and get huge savings at Liberty Ford. Liberty has thousands of vehicles on sale now. For only $179 a month, you can drive off a new Ranger, Escape, or Fusion. That's right, only $179 a month on three of Liberty's best sellers. With more vehicles in stock than ever before, beat the Black Friday rush and save at Liberty Ford. Guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Quaker Steak and Lube is the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Stop into your local Lube on any game day to get the exclusive Dog Pound Bucket of wings. And guess what? You get to keep the signature Dog Pound Bucket. Don't worry, it's plastic, so you can clean off the Lube wing sauce easily. Enjoy your Dog Pound Bucket at the Lube, or swing through the pickup Wingo window and take it home for your party. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. In the world of big box retail, it's refreshing to find customer service with fair pricing. At Summit Sound and Security, they truly mean custom. Football season is here, and Summit Sound specializes in customizing your new home theater experience. Summit Sound is an authorized dealer of quality brands like LG, Samsung, Panasonic, Mitsubishi, and DirecTV. Stop in today and experience 3D TV in the new home theater showroom. Summit Sound and Security, on Route 91 in Twinsburg, and online at summitsound.net. At Summit, you've reached the peak.
College.
You join the military to serve your country.
Commission.
You work.
Deployments.
You sacrifice.
Promotions.
You spend your lifetime building toward retirement.
Retirement.
Now, you could lose it. Right now, government leaders are making severe cuts to your military benefits. But just $17 makes you a member of the Military Officers Association of America, MOAA, and gives us more ammunition in the fight to protect the benefits you earn. Visit MOAA.org/yourvoice right now.
Triple pleated pants? Check. Orange paisley corduroys? Check. Parachute pants with a 28-inch waist? Oh, check.
It's the Haggar Trade-In, Trade-Up Give Back event this Friday and Saturday only at JCPenney. Come trade in any pants from your past and get a brand new pair of Haggar pants for just $24.99. $24.99 for Haggar pants. That's a huge savings in exchange for pants you probably need to replace anyway.
Polyester disco pants with a light-up fly? Check.
Every pair donated goes to the Purple Heart Service Foundation to help raise money to support veterans and their families. So not only will you get huge savings in quality Haggar pants for just $24.99, you'll also support those who have served our country.
Pink plaid golf pants. I am so keeping neat.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Don't miss your one chance to save big on Haggar pants this Friday and Saturday only at the Haggar Trade-In, Trade-Up Give Back event, exclusively at JCPenney.
Hi, this is Mike Holmgren. Join the Browns in supporting the Salvation Army's Red Kettle campaign at Cleveland Browns Stadium on Sunday, November 20th. For more information on how you can help, visit SalvationArmyCleveland.org.
Very appreciative that you've chosen to spend this portion of your Football Friday with us, talking football, on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Each week, we take you inside the locker room. Jameer Howerton does for us, picks out a key Browns player, and sits down with him and gets some good insights. It's brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. This week, Jameer sits down with safety Usama Young, who's been pushed into the starting lineup because of T.J. Ward's injury. Take it away, Jameer.
Thanks, Vic. Usama, after taking a look back at the week of practice, how did the team bounce back from last week's game?
Feel like we're bouncing back pretty well. You know, we still got a bitter taste in our mouths, and we got to get over that this week, and that's what we've done. We've worked hard. We've went over the corrections, and now we're getting ready for the next one. You got to put it behind you as quickly as possible. It's tough, but that's what you got to do in this profession.
This weekend, you have a 3-6 Jacksonville team coming into town after your intense film study. What have you taken away from this offense?
Man, they got a great running back. Real young quarterback, but he can make all the throws. He's athletic. He's got weapons that he hits on a regular basis, and he hands it off to Maurice Jones-Drew and lets him go. So we're gonna have to tackle him, and we're gonna have to swarm, and it's gonna be a similar type game as last game. It's gonna be physical, and defense is gonna have to bring it.
Let's break down MJD, because so far in the season he has 950 yards, and unlike all the other elite running backs that you face, this guy runs low to the ground, and he has the ability to run behind those huge offensive linemen. How do you contain or slow a guy down like this?
Nah, it's tough. You know, it's easy to talk about, but you know, with a back like that, you brought up his yards and how short he is. But he's been short his entire life, and he's been doing it. He's been balling his entire life. So it's one of those things where we're gonna have to run to the ball. We're gonna have to wrap him up, because he bounces off of guys. And first we gotta see him, because sometimes he gets lost behind those linemen, and that's what makes it tough on a guy at that safety or at that cornerback spot. You sometimes lose him in the crowd. And next thing you know, he bursts on you, and he's full speed ahead. So you gotta see him first, and then once you see him, put those pads on him. Wrap him up.
You mentioned this quarterback, Blaine Gabbert, who can make all the throws. He's a young guy, but he's been sacked 21 times on the season for a loss of 135 yards. I know the plan is always to make the quarterback uncomfortable in the pocket, but when you see numbers like this, do you as a defensive player see more opportunities to come up and make plays?
Nah, we think pass first, and we want the lineman to make those plays. We want the lineman to get those sacks. Of course, if I'm rushing, I want to get a sack, but when it's all said and done, the linemen pressure him, and hopefully they get him to throw some throws, some errant throws, some off his back foot. And, you know, we want to make those plays off of those bad throws. But with a guy like that, you never know how he's going to come back from a game like he had last week.
One of his main targets is tight end Mercedes Lewis. Let's break down this guy, because just physically, his presence on the field, he just creates mismatches. And this is another tight end league best that this defensive unit is facing Sunday.
Yeah, he's a big target, and I really think the quarterback would just throw it up to him and let him go get it. And, you know, with a guy like that, you got to kind of use your leverage against him when you're covering him. I can't tell all my secrets, but he's one of those guys you just got to know that he's a threat. He's a threat on the field every time he lines up, every time he runs a route. And as a smaller defender to a 6'6", 6'7" guy, you just got to be all over him and make him make the tough catch.
Well, we're joined with defensive back Usama Young here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Usama, over the course of 9 games defensively, what would you say has been the bright spot on this Browns defensive unit?
I can't limit it to just one thing. I say the young guys have stepped up tremendously. It's my first year here, and that was the one thing that really caught my eye. But I can't say throughout the season, if I could put it on one thing, I say just tremendously as a defense, we've been playing well, and it's still a lot of things that we got to improve. So you know, we got some young guys that are stepping up their game. They've been balling, and we got a tremendous front four that's been putting pressure on the quarterback, and we got a real good secondary. I mean, I didn't even mention the linebackers in the mix, but just overall, I feel like we got a good defense that's on the up and up. We've had some rough ones, we had some good ones, but we gotta get it so that we're doing it on a regular basis. We got to work on that consistency.
Well, something that you definitely can hang your hat on is being number one in the NFL for pass defense yardage. When you see a stat like this, what does it mean to the men, especially in your meeting room?
It means a lot, but to be honest, as a player, I kind of stay away from just the stats, you know, unless it's the win and loss column. You know, you can have the number one pass defense, but at the same time, you could be 0-1. 9, and that's not what you want. You know, you got a number one defense in the league, and not win a game. But we wanna mount up to getting wins. And yeah, it speaks highly that we're doing well against the pass, but we want to put that overall team win together. So that's the main thing.
This offseason, you were acquired for obviously your talents, but also to strengthen and add depth to this defensive backfield. And unfortunately, with T.J. Ward sustaining his injury, we see that injury hasn't hindered this defensive unit at all.
Yeah, it's pretty tough in this league. You know, you gotta try and remain healthy as much as possible, and you want to have a lot of depth in your at all positions. But I think coming here, I saw that immediately. I saw that we had a very talented group. I saw that we had a lot of depth, and myself, I looked to help that. You know, you're gonna have guys go down here and there. T.J. Ward, he's one of the better defenders out there amongst defenders in the league. And you know, to have him go down, that hurts us. But if you got depth, you're able to come on in and try and play at just that high level.
And lastly, with Simon, with 7 games left on this season and divisional opponents are starting to appear on the schedule, what is the main focus and the goals set forward?
We got to bounce back. I said we got to be consistent. We got to win some games, and defense, we got to get some takeaways. That's the main thing. You know, you bring up stats like number one pass defense, but I know in the secondary we want to take the ball away a little more. So I think we'll be trying to get our hands on the rock. We'll be trying to strip the ball and just continue to swarm, because the more hats you get on the football, the more likely it is to come out.
Well, Osama, thank you for your time, and good luck Sunday.
For sure. Thanks a lot, bro.
Back to you, Vic.
Great stuff from Jameer Howerton, from Usama Young. Wonderful insights. I love that takeaway point that he made, and that is absolutely true. There's got to be more of that. The defense, when your offense is struggling, you're asking your defense to do more. And the takeaway number, or the takeaway stat, or the giveaway-takeaway ratio has got to favor that takeaway side. He's nailed that. And just want to remind you that every Sunday, this Sunday, 11 a.m., like every Sunday, you can hear Jameer Howerton. I'm joining him along with Pat Shermer on the show that's called Browns Insider, and it's on WJW, Fox 8. The three of us, Allie LaForce also, we bring you various insights on this team and features. Got a nice little piece of an interview with Ataba Rubin. It's just a nice look at Ataba's season, which has been strong. Statistically, Ataba Rubin ahead of Haloti Ngata. I mean, you think about that. So a real good piece on him. You want to check that out. Check the show out every Sunday morning, 11 a.m. on WJW. And we've got the fantasy segment coming up. Our fantasy guru from NFL.com and NFL Network, Adam Rank, is going to help you set up your fantasy teams this weekend. Stick around for much more on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12, in stores now, EA Sports. It's in the game.
Beat the Black Friday rush and get huge savings at Liberty Ford. Liberty has a large selection of pre-owned vehicles on sale now. Visit LibertyFord.com to view hundreds of pre-owned vehicles with special internet pricing, all makes and models, rates as low as 1.9%, and guaranteed financing. With more vehicles in stock than ever before, beat the Black Friday rush and save at Liberty Ford. Guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick.
Quaker Steak and Lube is the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Stop into your local lube on any game day to get the exclusive dog pound bucket of wings. And guess what? You get to keep the signature dog pound bucket. Don't worry, it's plastic, so you can clean off the lube wing sauce easily. Enjoy your dog pound buckets at the lube, or swing through the pickup wingo window and take it home for your party. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. In the world of big box retail, it's refreshing to find customer service with fair pricing. At Summit Sound and Security, they truly mean custom. Football season is here, and Summit Sound specializes in customizing your new home theater experience. Summit Sound is an authorized dealer of quality brands like LG, Samsung, Panasonic, Mitsubishi, and DirecTV. Stop in today and experience 3D TV in the new home theater showroom. Summit Sound and Security, on Route 91 in Twinsburg, and online at summitsound.net. At Summit, you've reached the peak.
We're here with Mark Munch Bishop, Cleveland radio legend and broadcasting Hall of Famer. Mark, can you describe the process you've been going through?
Very difficult, David. Very difficult. I mean, I'm from Cleveland. I'm from Seatown, 53rd and Ham Avenue, Lee Harvard. This is my home. This is tough.
When did you make your decision?
Dude, this morning.
Are you comfortable with your decision?
Absolutely. I have no qualms about it whatsoever. I know I'm doing the right thing.
Have you told anyone?
I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to shout it out from the top of the Terminal Tower observation deck of this great city.
Munch, what is your decision?
I am not taking my talents to South Beach. I'm so happy because I'm taking my scrap to Southeast. Southeast Metals.
What do you have to say to other people that want a fair price for their scrap metal?
Don't go to South Beach. Take your scrap to Southeast Metals.
Visit WeScrapOhio.com or call Southeast Metals at 855-SCRAP-OH and stop in for a chance to win VIP passes to an ESPN Cleveland tailgate party.
These are my people, Southeast Metals. Check them out today. I made my decision. You make yours.
College football fans, the Touchdown in Paradise tailgate tour is coming to Cleveland. Stop by the Legacy Village Mall, AT&T store, located at 25309 Cedar Road in Lyndhurst from 5 and 8 p.m. on November 25th. AT&T UVerse and ESPN are throwing the ultimate tailgating party with food, prizes, and a special appearance by former Buckeye great Mike Dawes. Go to touchdowninparadise.com today for event and sweepstakes details. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. See site for official rules and who's eligible to enter to win. Meet Mike Dawes and party like it's game day.
Convenience is the name of the game, and this is Doug Deacon. When I bought my car, I went directly to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. The dealership is just minutes away from Cleveland Browns Stadium, and when I get my car serviced, well, they come pick it up and give me a courtesy car. How easy is that? It's also nice to know if my car gets tackled, they offer the most service technicians and a certified collision center, so I can get back on the road in no time. Take it from me, go to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. Nothing but the best. Check them out online at MercedesBedford.com. Mercedes-Benz of Bedford, a Penske automotive dealership.
And we are back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Reminding you, Browns fans, single game tickets still available. You can purchase yours before it's too late. That would include Sunday's game, November 20th, Browns and Jaguars, 1 p.m. at Cleveland Browns Stadium. For more information, call 1-800-745-3000 or visit ClevelandBrowns.com today. And this fantasy segment is driven by none other than Liberty Ford. Friday is fantasy day here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And helping us help you set your fantasy teams from NFL.com and NFL Network is Adam Rank, expert in this fantasy area. Hey, Adam, thanks and welcome to the show.
Vic, it's always a pleasure to be on with you, and I think expert's a little bit. It's too kind of you to say.
Well,
I'm an enthusiast.
It's gonna have to do, man, because we gotta pump you up. But no, let me ask you this, because from last night's game, of course, carried on NFL Network was the Broncos and the Jets, and so many people talking about Tim Tebow and what the dynamic work that he did in that ball game. How does that translate into fantasy discussion?
I'm done fighting it. I've tried to reason with it, why he's successful, how he's successful. The bottom line is the guy's successful, you know, and he can play terrible for 58 minutes, and then that last drive, he comes out, he pulls out some magic, has the long touchdown run. It was going to be a horrible fantasy stat line for him, but he gets a 20-yard touchdown run. That's 8 points. Helps your day. You can't sit him anymore. I mean, even you thought when he would go up against the Jets, you would think, you know what, this is where it stops. This is finally a matchup where he's not playing the Dolphins, he's not playing the Chiefs or the Raiders. He's going to have to face a real defense. And he went out and he had a great game. He had 17 points, and I'm done. I'm done doubting this guy. He's a must start from now on.
Yeah, I can see it because of all the different things he can do, and it is real. I mean, it's happening, and as much as a lot of people want to see somebody who can't handle it, he's making it happen, and I'm right. I'm a believer, too. There is no fighting this, just accepting it.
It actually helps, too, that he runs so much. I mean, you get so many points from running that even if he throws two passes, you're probably better off because he's not throwing interceptions. Run for 60 to 80 yards, score a touchdown. That's a good running back stat line. I'll take that any day.
Carson Palmer is writing a nice story himself as the starting quarterback for the Raiders. Off the couch, out of, you know, in quotes, retirement, to playing for this Raider team and playing well for him. And he's got a start coming up against Minnesota. You like him for a fantasy pick this week?
I do like him because I've been preaching patience with Carson Palmer, asking people to give him a little bit of time to get adjusted to the offense, get familiar. And now that he had 10 days off because they played on Thursday night, he's had a chance to really ingrain himself into the Raiders offense. He's going to be a great guy because he's really aggressive. He really likes to throw the ball down the field, much like in the mold of the teams that Al Davis liked to build. So Carson Palmer's going to be a great start. He goes against the Vikings, who have allowed the second most fantasy points to quarterbacks this season, so he's a great start. I'm ready to start him, and I'm saying he ends up as a top five quarterback this week.
And as far as running backs go, one of the very best to emerge is young DeMarco Murray, who I think now falls out of the fluke category. He's the real deal. The Cowboys taking on the Redskins. Some opportunity for DeMarco to maybe have some success there, huh, Adam?
Yeah, the great thing this week was when Jerry Jones came out and said, you know what, we're going to leave Felix Jones on the bench where he belongs, because that was the big fear around among fantasy players, was that Felix Jones would return, start taking some of those carries away from him. But the Cowboys are having too much success with DeMarco Murray, and like you said, he's no longer a fluke. We've seen enough of it. It wasn't just one big game against St. Louis. He's been doing it against a number of teams, and now he's going to get the chance. He's a guy that you have to pick up. Trade for him if you can, because a lot of people have him as a luxury. Trade for him if you can. If you have him on your team, start him. Don't think about sitting him. He's going to be the guy going forward. And they've got a pretty tough matchup against the Redskins this week, but the Cowboys are going to try to move the ball on the ground. I like Tony Romo less, but I still like DeMarco Murray a lot this week.
Another running back who could have some success against the team that has not done so well against the run. DeMarco Murray proved that, and some other backs. The Buffalo Bills, they get Reggie Bush and the Dolphins this week. Give me your sense of why you think Bush would be a good play against Buffalo.
The good thing about Reggie Bush is that even though Danny Thomas is there in the mix with him, Bush is getting the red zone looks, which makes him a much more attractive option in fantasy formats. When you have guys that share a backfield committee, if you look at San Diego when they have Mike Tolbert and Ryan Matthews, in this instance with Reggie Bush and Danny Thomas, when all the guys are even, look for the guy who's getting the opportunities in the red zone. Reggie Bush is doing that. He's getting the ball in the red zone, and he's also shown that he's been pretty good running between the tackles. And that was one of the knocks against Reggie Bush for so long, is that he can't run in between the tackles, which to me was laughable, because if you ever saw him play at USC, that's all he did was run between the tackles. Now he's getting a chance to do it in the NFL. Tony Sperano said, we're going to start using him the way he's supposed to be used. We're seeing that, and I like Reggie Bush going forward.
And Matthew Stafford, interesting guy, of course, for Detroit, an interesting team that a lot of us were seeing a lot of improvement from, and I'm not saying that their stock is necessarily dropping. I think their biggest issue is that they don't run the ball very well, but Stafford can still throw it pretty well, and the Panthers don't defend the pass really well.
Great matchup this week. He's a top 10 because the Panthers do allow a lot of fantasy points to quarterbacks, as you said. In the future, though, this is where I really start to like Matthew Stafford. I'm going to write off last week as one bad game. Let's give the Bears a little bit of credit for having a good defensive game plan and coming out and playing a great game. But Matthew Stafford going forward is going to be really good. Starting this week against the Panthers, Jahvid Best has returned to practice. When he comes back, the offense gets better. And if you look at the schedule for the Lions in the coming weeks, they've got the Packers, the Saints, the Vikings, the Raiders, and the Chargers. Now, we can debate whether those are winnable games for the Lions or not, but they're all good fantasy matchups for a quarterback, because all of those teams, except for the Chargers, rank in the top 10 for most fantasy points allowed to the quarterback. And the Chargers will be mailing it in by the end of the season anyway, so that'll be a good matchup too. So the matchups will be great for Stafford starting this week and going forward.
Great stuff as always, Adam. We appreciate you taking the time with us.
Vic, anytime. I'm always happy to come on with you.
He is Adam Rank from NFL.com and NFL Network. Go to those sources for all your fantasy information. It's great stuff. We've got much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. Hey, Browns fans. Vic Carucci here talking to you about my good friends at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Liberty has hundreds of vehicles in stock to choose from, like the 2012 Explorer Limited I'm driving right now. Great design, third row seating, navigation, plus all the technology you need right at your fingertips. With guaranteed financing and award-winning customer service, you just can't beat the Liberty Ford experience. Stop by Liberty Ford today to see for yourself or visit LibertyFord.com.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car. Because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. So now she's going out with that creep Nathan.
Cops are out there, and they'll see you before you see them. They're cracking down on drinking and driving all across the country. Drive sober or get pulled over. Cleveland starts here, every Sunday with the Browns. It starts with hard-nosed football. It's diehard loyalty, it's committing for the full 50. PNC is proud to be a sponsor of the Browns and a backer of every fan, like you, because you're part of the undeniable achievement that's happening right now in this great city. So whether it's a tailgate party or over 73,000 Browns fans, it all starts in Cleveland. PNC Bank, proud sponsor of the Cleveland Browns. The PNC Financial Services Group Inc. All rights reserved. PNC Bank, National Association member, FDIC.
Life is rarely patient. You can't wait 4 years to find that job you've always wanted. Get the skills you need to start over in as little as 1 year as a full-time student. Check out Stotzenberger College's two-year accelerated diploma programs, massage therapy, and personal fitness trainer. When speed matters, think Stotzenberger. Call Stotzenberger College at 440-838-1999 or visit learnwhatyoulove.com. See what everyone is talking about. For more information about college graduation rates, median debt, and more, visit learnwhatyoulove.com. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, and eligible veterans can utilize their Montgomery GI Bill.
It's time to give thanks for buy one, get two free at A&G.
Right now, men's and women's suits and men's dress shirts for buy one, get two free.
That's three women's suits for just $159.99.
Or three men's suits for just $179.99. And three dress shirts for only $39.99.
Buy one, get two free until November 27th.
K&G. Fashion Superstore. K&G. Restrictions apply. Contact store for details.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. What will get a burglar out of your house faster? A siren or the voice of a live person telling him he's been caught and the authorities are on their way? The answer is the voice, which is why Alarm Force's live two-way voice is the best way to protect your home. Only with Alarm Force, you get live two-way voice at no charge and only $25 per month for monitoring.
Call 1-800-267-2001.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
Hey gang, the Roadman Kenny Rhoda here for Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge on the Bedford Auto Mile, and boy do they have some great deals for you this month. Imported from Detroit for their big finish event, you can drive the all-new 2011 Chrysler 200. I've driven it. It absolutely rocks. It's nicely equipped with 0% APR for up to 72 months while supplies last. So ask for my man Rick Heller. He told me he has some super low deals to finish the year on that Chrysler 200. I loved it. You know what? It's sweet looking, it rides great, and it has all the new technology you need, and it's affordable. So head on out to Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge at 123 Broadway Avenue on the Bedford Auto Mile and see these deals for yourself. Save on quality cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs at prices you can afford. You'll get a complete car buying experience from the great staff at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge in Bedford. Call the Ganley team today, 440-232-2121. For more info, tell them the Roadman sent you for their big finish event. See dealer for complete details.
I love it. Dino playing us a little ZZ Top on this Football Friday. We welcome you back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Time to deliver the results of our poll question, which is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. The question posted on the Browns official Facebook page: which Browns offensive player will have a big game versus Jaguars? Colt McCoy, Greg Little, Joshua Cribbs, or other? You voted, and 40% of you said Joshua Cribbs. Tracy comments, no matter the outcome, Josh Cribbs always does a spectacular job. I'm inclined to agree with you, Tracy. Some way, shape, or form, he makes an impact, even on that almost taking it the distance on a return or some sort of catch he makes to move the chains. He does try to make something happen every time and does tend to make something happen almost whenever the ball's in his hands. Colt McCoy, 28%, finishing second. Carey commenting, I love the Browns, winning or losing. Be patient and trust the people who know football. All right, nice little comment, a positive comment there from Carey. We go to the Ask Vic questions on the Browns' official Facebook page. Bill, since both teams can't score, do you see this being a field goal kind of game, like the Seattle game? And, Bill, I'm laughing a little bit, but it is no joke. I think we could be in store for something like that. It wouldn't shock me. Wouldn't shock me. And you know what? In a close, competitive game like that, I like the Browns' chances. I really do. I mean, we saw what happened last week, but that was the Browns in position to win that one. And it blew up like some nothing I've ever seen in 32 years of watching football, but, you know, they were still in position to do that. David, do you think the fact that Jacksonville has a good running game, that it will wear out our defense quickly? I don't know about quickly, David. I think that's going to be the effort. I think upwards of 30 or more carries for Maurice Jones-Drew. But I think it's more of the defense, this defense being more of a chase defense and smaller, athletic. So I think they can avoid that. I do. Possibly. Hopefully. Chad, what about fake punts to score a touchdown? Hey, might as well throw it into the bag of tricks. A fake punt could be in there to your desperate times, desperate measures. I hear you, Chad. So we'll see how that all works out. We want to thank Bernie Kosar. We want to thank Doug Deacon and Tom Withers. We want to thank Jameer Howerton and Usama Young. We want to thank Adam Rank helping us with fantasy. We want to thank Kristen Rebelli, Pat McKenna, and Dave DiNatale. We'll talk to you again on Monday on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.